Hello, welcome to the Sheila Showcase. I am your hostess with the Moses, the shaman of Sheelite, the hardest working woman in podcasting. It's Katie Kinsey. Yes. Bay. Thank you, Darnell. Thank you. Joining me, of course, this way. She is the Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire breathing. The Rhodes family eaten, the spice of life, the sassiest senorita that I know, the hangman Adam Page to my widow Adam Cole, baby. Miss Y2 Garcia Savannah.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I need to figure out what I'm going to... I'm doing good, just having a bit of a crisis, because now I'm thinking, what am I going to do now? Because I can't go like this when you say Young Bucks Nation Sensation, because that's not the Young Bucks. We talked about this last week. That's Kenny Omega, if you watch, which you should. So maybe I'll just, like, plaster something of the Bucks over there really quick just so I can point to it. Or just bring, like, the little figures with me and be like, hold them up. I don't know. I got to figure something.
We'll figure it out. We can brainstorm.
Again, I'm so used to doing this, but I can't do that now.
I don't know, and I feel like it's, like, too far down the line to, like, change it.
Yeah, no, you can't change the intro, there's no way.
Can't do that, it's illegal, it's frowned upon in all 50 states.
It's the law.
It is the law.
Yeah.
I am the law.
Oh, dang, okay. Dang. Kitty's the sheriff in this town.
I'm, like stone cold, I'm the sheriff.
You know, that's the bottom line because Katie Kinsey said so.
Wait. Hear me out. I'm about to make it a shirt.
Do it. That's the bottom line on the back because Katie Kinsey said so.
Bro, okay.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Matt said he got the stream notification, but no stream.
It's weird. I see us on Twitch.
Yeah, so do I. Like, I always hit my mic. I can see us. So I just... Maybe, I don't know.
I can see us, too.
His phone is always just very strange when it comes to this stuff.
Oof.
Sorry, I'm just responding to him saying I can see the stream and stuff. But while I'm doing that... bro, when I tell you... Injury bug... strikes again.
Oh my god, dude. And again, right around the summertime. It's kind of crazy. It's a little it's scary, if anything, the injury bug. Oh my god.
I mean,
oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's the majority of the news rumors is injuries.
Just,
so, we're going to
tell us who got hit.
I'll tell y'all. Everybody strap in. Get ready. First and foremost, Mark Davis, one half of Ozzy, oi,
Aussie Open,
got injured, and they had to relinquish both sets of titles that they had.
Yep.
But the upside to this is they did officially just get signed with AEW. Hey, there
which
it is.
Which kind of makes me... hi Matt. Which makes me wonder what Ospreay's gonna do because you know, like, technically they work with him. You know,
I mean,
I wonder what his status is. He just got back from injury not too long ago, so he's. I just want him to be healthy. If anything, he can focus on what company he's with later.
Exactly. Strap on. Yes, Matt. That too. there's more update with. So Liv Morgan, it is a shoulder injury that got her, and Dakota Kai was also injured in the exact same match, trying to protect Liv, tore her ACL, and in that case, the women's tag titles had to be relinquished quite literally a year after they were relinquished the first time, because that is
really?
When Naomi and Sasha walked out.
Is it the same day?
I saw two different things. I saw one that said the same day, one that was, like, within, like, a 3-day time span.
I guess that week is just canceled then. Like, the women's tag titles, like, or whoever's the champs, just gotta, like, quarantine for, like, a week. Just to stay safe.
Yeah, so there is going to be a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match on Monday to determine the new champions. I'm not even going to run all that down because those tag titles are cursed at this point.
At this point, yeah. Like, start over. Just, like, again, make the NXT women's tag titles. Like, make those, like, the women's tag titles at this point.
Exactly. Let's see. I'm just going to do all the injuries first. Mercedes Moné was injured.
That spot was horrible. Like, not that, like, it wasn't even, well, it was a botch, but you could tell she was trying to land, but not too hard on her foot. And, like, she was trying to land on the apron. She was on the top turnbuckle, and she tried to land on the apron, and she just missed. I was like, fuck. Like, it was a bad spot, to say the least. It was bad to watch. It was bad. It was just,
less than a minute left. Okay, I'm going to try and fix the lag for next week, just for future reference. But yeah, Mercedes Moné, it was an ankle injury. They did not disclose exactly what happened. Like, New Japan released a statement. They did not disclose what happened, or, like, injury-wise, like, what is wrong. We just know it's her ankle. She was in the match with, oh god, transitioning into this, to crown the first ever New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Champion at Resurgence against the winner of that match and the first ever New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Champion, Willow Nightingale, which,
yes,
good for her. I love her.
Yes, absolutely. We all do. You can't not love Willow.
We stand Willow in this household. This household.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
Katie Kinsey said so. Should we make that the title?
I would not be mad at it at all. So
I'm just gonna write that down because I'm probably gonna forget. Because Katie Kinsey said so, and it will be merch, guys. Which, you know, you can get in the link tree, my bio, all that fun stuff. but another injury happened to, I'm gonna do my best, Taiji Ishimori,
yeah,
I was close. He had a cervical vertebrae injury and will now miss the rest of the as other people call it, the best of the super juniors.
Yes,
but, like,
they are super duper, but yeah.
Well, and Jamie Hayter's still injured, so, like, that's a handful of champions or people in championship matches or just bigger stars that are out at the same time.
I'm worried, bro. I'm like, everyone, like, wrap your ankles and your necks and your knees in bubble wrap. Protect them at all costs.
Oh, don't worry, guys. Vince is here now. Hi, Vince. That is the second... Literally... Allison was like, I'm here, that's all that matters. Will said, it's okay, Will's here. And then, don't worry, everyone, I'm here. Everyone's just, everyone's making their presence known, as y'all should, which, thank you guys for being here. We started a little late. That's on me this time. I take the
blame. Yeah, for once, it wasn't me. I was a little shocked. I was kind of getting worried. I was like, Katie, is everything okay?
I told Savannah, like, if anything ever, like, drastically happened, I would, like, message her. She like, when I sent her the Zoom link, she was like, I thought you died. I was like, I'm here.
I was like, what if, like, Katie smashed her hand again or something and she couldn't, like, text me that something was wrong?
Which, like, oof. PTSD is
wrong. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what, bro? What if she did it again?
I'm not Britney Spears, don't worry.
And no, not just that, Katie, but again, I have reason to be worried. We're literally talking about the injury bug. We're talking about how injuries are coming around. Like, Katie, I worry. So when you're late, I'm like, shit. When I'm late, it's normal. When you're late, can't help but assume the worst. Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, he was, he might have dipped already, Matt. He was here. Him and Allison were here. But, okay, so that's all injury stuff. What else is there? There's only other two other things that I have. Allegedly, AEW Fight Forever the video game will be coming out June 29th. I would like to bet one single American dollar that the game does not come out that day.
Here's the thing. I would love to take you up on that bit, but I don't know, man. This game is just, again, everyone's calling it Wait Forever, which I think is kind of funny. I do feel bad, though, because that's Kenny's passion project. That's his personal passion project. And there's been so many issues with that, developing that game. I'm like, the poor guy. We'll just see what happens. Maybe you will be winning or losing a single American dollar.
And that's for everybody who's watching or listening. If you're all going against me, if I'm correct, everybody owes me one single American dollar.
I'll send it to you in pennies. Actually, I'll do you one better. I'll send it to you in pesos. So I'll have, like, a full-ass, like, cup.
Well, I mean, well, hey, you... I just bought Double or Nothing today.
Okay, I'll send you my half in pesos.
Excuse me. Pesos? Excuse me.
So I was like, I don't even, you continue. I'm going to look up the exchange because it always changes.
I'm kind of curious. Yeah, look that up. The last thing that I have, while Savannah's looking up the currency
exchange. It's worth less than a nickel, so.
Oh my, yeah, no. I would like it in American dollars, por favor.
So if I'm giving you $25, you would be getting almost 450 pesos, and they're coins, so it's not even like. Well, I guess they have dollar amounts too, but I would think it'd be funny to send it like in coins.
I would be so disheartened. I don't know what I would do.
Well, no, you can't spend them because you're closer to Canada than you are to Mexico.
That'll give you half of your share, half of your, if you share your login, that's probably what she meant. Only two people can watch at one time because I get it on Bleacher. So, like, that's me and Savannah. We made this deal last year.
Sorry, Allison. I was like, Katie?
If you have no problem watching it after the fact, I can always just send it. Like, if people don't care about not watching it live. Oh, yeah, they're talking about Larry being a DLC character and cancel the game because Ace Steel's bite was an instant KO. That's kind of funny.
It is.
Oh, that's another thing. They did announce Collision, first episode, United Center. What? CM Phil will be back.
In Chicago? What?
I know.
Surprised. No, nobody. Because AEW thinks that Chicago's the only city that exists.
Well, I mean, that's... It's one of the bigger wrestling towns. It's like, that makes sense. Plus, having CM Phil in your repertoire, that makes the most sense. Oh yeah, I was not a part of the media call. I gotta figure out how to get on a media call because I would love to be a part of one of those soon. But because like I had today off, I like cleaned, I did laundry, I vibed here, just hung out with myself. It's a great time. But last little bit of news rumors that I have. Liv Morgan, who, yes, she is injured, and Charlotte are going to be in a new movie. It's going to be called Queen of the Ring, and it's based off a book that is all about Mildred Burke, who I know the name because the NWA Women's World Title is named after her. I'm gonna be honest, that's about like all the information that I know, but I saw that they're both gonna be in the movie playing women's wrestlers at that time. Are going to be Mildred though, that I saw. So
that's crazy though, but also really cool.
I'm excited. Like I like wrestling. Like, so this one, there's gonna be the one about the Von Erichs with Zach.
Dude, that one's cool. That's gotta be dark. That movie's gonna be dark. Like, my dad has told me stories about the Von Erichs and, like, their story. Oh, my God. It's just... Oh, I'm looking forward to that one, but, like, not because, like, I'm excited. I'm just, like, I want to see how they portray this wrestling family, you know?
Yeah, well, very, I mean,
sad story.
It kind of along the same lines, but, like, not really. Dark Side of the Ring comes back on Tuesday. And the first episode's about Sonny and Chris something, but I can't remember his last name off the top of my head for some reason.
I didn't realize it was this Tuesday already. Holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't either until, like, I saw their Twitter, and I was like, oh, no way. Yes, Chris Candido. Thank you, Will. Okay, what's happening in the chat before we move on? No other wrestling town could handle a major debut like Collision. Will and Allison are going to NWA.
You mean Rampage 2.0, the Saturday night show?
Allison said, look at you, Katie, knowing stuff. I mean, I try my best. I do a little bit of research here and there. Will says, I live the Von Erich story. I thought Liv or Alexa was supposed to be in a horror flick.
Is MJF really in it?
He's supposed to be, yeah. Yeah, that was... Dang. I remember talking about that a while ago.
And so is Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Dude, what a duo that is.
Like, what a pair.
I know. I was like, I never would have pictured them, like... I never pictured that pair, but now I'm not upset at it.
I mean, they kind of look alike.
He plays one of the cousins. Damn, that's crazy.
Zac plays David. I have to do my Von Erich.
I was gonna say I need to do some deep research because I'm like I the name sounds familiar because again my dad would tell me like stories about the Von Erichs, but like I don't know like who's the oldest or like whose story connects with what and like their outcome, if you will.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot with that family, and again, very sad stories that I've heard.
Yeah, it's no bueno. But like. That's all the news rumors I have. Did you have anything?
You basically took mine from Resurgence, basically.
Sorry.
The injury bug that struck twice in the same night.
Crazy.
Bro, that just makes me worried. Like, I'm like, Adam Cole, like, just go, Adam Cole. Like, I don't want you to get hurt.
Don't even put the evil out there. He didn't hear it.
Unseason? I know. I'll whisper it. Be careful, Adam Cole. Dude, he's gonna be in an unsanctioned match. The dude just got back, okay, Katie? And I'm scared, okay? It was the injury bug that took him out last summer.
Listen. I know. I am very scared. I'm hoping... You're gonna be okay, Adam. I'm looking at him right now. I'm looking at little baby Adam Cole. He'll be fine. We're not putting that evil out there. Don't put that evil out there, no, Ricky Bobby. Then, let's just move on to some today in women's wrestling history. Today, as we record, y'all know, this is May 25th. When this comes out tomorrow on YouTube and Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, it'll be May 26th. But, did you know that 2019 was the first AEW Double or Nothing on May 25th?
I did know that. It was a very crazy event, very exciting event. That's when Jon Moxley debuted. You know, the Bucks had an amazing match. Their gear was awesome. You know, Hangman won the Casino Battle Royal to go challenge to be the first ever AEW champion. Bret Hart was there. He presented the title. It was overall a very awesome show, and it just, you know, Brooke Jaylee and I were talking about like how good the old AEW days were, like before COVID. Like the days were just awesome, man. Like we sometimes miss those days.
Yes, Dean Will Ambers, Dean Ambers. Yes. It's crazy because we also had two women's matches on the pay-per-view.
I knew you were gonna get to that. That's why I didn't say anything, because you know it's today in women's wrestling history.
And like, so also everybody keep Double or Nothing in the back of your minds, because we will be talking about it for the question of the week. We did see Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, defeating Awesome Kong, Kylie Rae, and Nyla Rose. I have like the vaguest memory of this match. Like, I feel like I don't remember
same,
this match at all.
But like for only because like, you know, you again, there's just so much anticipation going into this pay-per-view, you know. Like, I think it sold out in, like, minutes. Like, that's how crazy it was. That's how much anticipation there was for this pay-per-view alone. And it's what started it all.
It did. You know? Yeah. And then we also got Hikaru Shida, Riho, and Ryu Mizunami defeating Asia Kong, Emi Sakura, and Yuka Sakazaki, which I just love her in general. She's adorable. She's cute. I like saying her name, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I have, like, vague memories of that match, too. But, like, I feel like I just don't remember... Well, okay, to be fair, the first one I did buy was 2020, so maybe that's why I kind of don't really remember. Did I watch this pay-per-view? I don't even know if I did at this point.
I did, because, you know, it'd be Elite, but... And well, I liked Dr. Britt Baker, and again, just crazy to see how far she's come since that first pay-per-view, you know?
That's very true. I mean, her and
Sheeta. She's basically the... Yeah, but Britt's, like, basically the queen bee of AEW, like...
Yeah.
She's gone places, like, and she's still gonna go places.
Oh, yeah. No, excuse me. Now we're on to the wrestlers of the week. I believe it is my...
It is return, because I went last week, because it was my return.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to start with my tag team. I just got one. I have one for each thing. I'm going to go Alpha Academy. Y'all know I love me some Chad Gable. And they won their match. Yeah. Maxine Dupri is kind of... She kind of helped them win, which was a little shocking because she's mainly there for Otis or Otis and keeps calling Chad Gable, like, a gremlin and stuff like that, which, how dare you? He's a beautiful-looking man. But they won. I kind of like what they're doing with them right now, and as long as Chad Gable gets the shine, I'm okay with it. And he got the pin, so... Alpha Academy. That's my pick. That's my tag team.
I have two picks. One is the Blackpool Combat Club, or the BBC, because they had their match at Resurgence. It was really good, and you know what? I need Shooter to come to AEW and join them, okay? Like, I think after Anarchy in the Arena, I think they should, like, this should not be, like, the last match they have, okay? I think they should bring in Shooter, and then the Elite will bring in Ibushi, okay? Like, just something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love the way Shooter works well with Mox. It's so adorable. Their backstage interview was amazing with Mox and Shooter. Yuta was there too, but I mean, it was Mox and Shooter, like, kind of took the spotlights. No offense to Wheeler Yuta, because he's hella talented, but, like, Mox and Shooter just hits different. And then the other one, they made a surprise appearance and cost the BBC their... match, the Young Bucks. They're my other pick because I did not think I was going to be seeing them yesterday, and I was a little upset. I was like, am I watching this for nothing, y'all? Because I was going to not watch, but I was like, you know what? Let me just put it on just in case they show up, and I don't want to miss it. And they pulled off something that they hadn't pulled off in years, and that is the Young Bucks under the ring stunt. And I'm hoping to see BTE footage of that because, again, they had to have been under there the entire fucking night because, Jesus. You know... Someone would have had tweeted it or something, like, oh, the Bucks are under the ring, guys, like, you know, or I saw the Young Bucks crawling under the ring, something.
Yeah.
But nothing like that surfaced, so they had to have been there before doors opened. And last time they made a shirt, like, literally, Young Bucks are under the ring, and it's, like, a double-sided shirt. I hope they do something like that again with this new updated, you know, picture that they took.
I remember that shirt.
So, yeah, and for this, the nostalgia vibes were there. Matt was wearing a massive throwback shirt. You know it's throwback when it's only $20 on Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yeah.
So he was wearing a nice he was rocking a nice ass throwback. So that was cool to see. Takes you back to the old days. So that's why they are my two picks.
Just solid two picks. I had a feeling the Bucks would be in there in some way, shape, or form. And you know, the BCC, I'll actually say it right this time. Utes and Claudio had a good match too with Lucha Bros. So, I mean,
yeah.
BCC had a nice weekend. They got some reps in.
Anarchy in the Arena is going to be good, man. It's going to be good.
According to Mox, it's going to be one of the most violent and bloody matches in AEW history.
This is the first time that one of Jericho's groups is not involved in this kind of match because, you know, we had Stadium Stampede. The first one, the second one, Stadium Stampede again. That's Inner Circle War faces, and they won. And then it was Anarchy in the Arena with Beast DC. They lost. But now it's, this is the first time Jericho's not there, or one of Jericho's groups. Well, in the meantime, he's going to try and kill Adam Cole.
No, he's not, because Sabu is not going to let that happen. Oh, yeah, Sabu showed up on AEW, guys.
Dude. That was, look, as cool as that was, I'm not going to lie, it was cool. But, oh, my God, I'm like, Adam Cole, this is who you're bringing for your protection. It looks like he can barely, like, keep himself upright if he punches someone. I'm like...
Well, that's okay, but, because Sabu is a master of violence.
And
it's not Bobby Fish, cool, and that's all that matters.
That is true. People thought it was going to be Kyle O'Reilly, which that would have been really cool, but I think he's still out, like, with injury, so
he's not.
Just get better. Get better, Kyle.
Yes.
Get better, Kyle O'Reilly.
We love you, Kyle O'Reilly.
Yes, we do.
My famale, my womans, again, I just have the one, mentioned her in the news and rumors. I'm going to give it to Willow. She made history. You know, her and Mercedes also made history, you know, being two black women in the main event of a New Japan pay-per-view. Pop off queens. And Willow is a gem of a human being. I want nothing but the best for her and everything she does. And that, I feel like that people are like, oh, the belt was made for Mercedes, No, if you look at that belt and you look at Willow, that belt was made for her. It just screams Willow Nightingale on it. You know,
I'm gonna say for the light purple matches her basically. It matches her gimmick. It matches her personality. It screams Willow. So exactly. Sure, it may have been made for Mercedes, but it screams Willow.
Exactly, and that's why she's my pick, because she said, "I know everyone wants Mercedes to win, and injuries could have played a factor into it, but she won, and that's all that matters."
Yeah. Well, she's also my pick. Again, she made history. We absolutely love Willow here. This we love the Sheely Showcase is a Willow. We stand Willow in this showcase.
In this household.
Exactly. We stand Willow. And like I said, it just makes me upset because, again, I don't listen. I try not to listen to the goddamn dirt sheets, especially because, like, again, I don't know, like, what do they know? You know, or how are we supposed to know what they say is, like, true? But, like, you know, they were saying, like, he who Reek does not like to name, talked about how it was supposed to be for Mercedes. And I'm like, that shit, like, first of all, negative shit like that makes me upset because it just tells me that you are saying that the only reason why Willow won was because Mercedes couldn't. And I'm like, or does that mean you think she doesn't deserve the title either? Or do you think that, like, you know, I don't know. I just want Willow to feel like she deserved it, and it wasn't just because of Mercedes's injury that, you know, she won it. Because, again, she deserves it, you know, and we both wanted gold for her, and now she has it. Mm-hmm. And she could defend it on AEW. She can go and defend it against some of the ladies in Japan if she wants to. She's got options now. She can go explore and broaden her horizons.
We love to see it for her. We really do.
Yes, yes. Yes, we do.
We love a queen. We love an problematic queen, and that's
exactly
and Dr. Mm-hmm. And my man's again, I just have the one. Wrestling for some reason has kind of just not been, like, this is supposed to be like the build-ups for shows, and I feel like this week was just not delivering the way Gohan should have been.
Because spoilers, I only have one too. And it's not from any Go Home show.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
mine's
from Resurgence.
Oh, mine's from Raw, and, like, that has nothing to do with it. Like, NXT is, like, the Go Home show, but I'm going Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Like, Judgment
Day...
I love Finn Balor. And, you know, Judgment Day is kind of starting to get this momentum. Like, all four members are kind of... Dom's just an accessory at this point. But the three members who matter are, you know, gaining momentum and things like that. I said what I said.
You can't deny Don. You can't deny the heat Dom gets, though. You can't deny that. It's there. Like, this dude is hated. Like,
oh, yeah, he's very much hated. It makes sense. People are always showing the clip of him getting quite literally yeeted out of the ring from Roman.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, because of this, he realized that his dad was terrible. And I was like, oof.
True.
People were saying, like, the villain origin story, like, that's...
That,
people were saying that's
that
what caused
was
it.
The villain origin story, was Roman
of Dominic
throwing Dom over the ropes.
Dominic it.
But I also have noticed with Finn and the rest of Judgment Day, he's kind of, like, distancing himself, but, like, not really. I mean, yeah, he's scouting the bobblehead-looking ass, but, you know, he hasn't really, like, he let Dom kind of get beat up by LWO in Puerto Rico and kind of was, like, walking away. He's kind of, like, hesitant when Damian Priest is making deals with Paul Heyman. I think by the end of the year, we might not have, like, this iteration of Judgment Day anymore. I'm also, like,
oh,
making that
my claim.
Oh, I think
someone's getting kicked out soon.
I'm stating this
for someone's
into the
getting
ether.
Kicked out soon.
I think.
Dude, I have a feeling.
I think
Finn's getting kicked.
I think Finn's just gonna leave. I don't think he's gonna get kicked.
I
think he's just gonna leave and have. And then just take JD and, like, make him his, like, little protege thing. Which I don't want to happen, but.
Maybe, but the only reason why I can picture him leaving is. Or not leaving. Getting kicked is because, you know. First of all, even outside the ring, Rhea and Damian Priest are, like, best friends. They're, like, mm-hmm. BFFs, you know? You can't separate them. And then, you know, obviously you got Rhea and Dom. So I feel like the three of them are just gonna kind of realize that, like, Finn, maybe, like, you know, I don't want to say he's the weak link, because there is no way Finn is weak. But, like, they're probably gonna see that. They're probably gonna think, like, yeah, maybe we don't need Finn, you know? Maybe, like, we don't even need a leader. Maybe we just need, like, eat us. Like, we're all one and the same, you know? There's no leader, there's no, you know, we're just members of the faction.
It's
so
it's very possible that, like, that could be the outcome. I guess we'll see. I mean, like I said, I'm saying come, like, SummerSlam, Judgment, this iteration of Judgment Day is no more. Someone or multiple someones will be gone, and or multiple people or maybe one person will be in the group instead. Like, it will not be the same come
maybe
SummerSlam.
Maybe because... I wonder if maybe, since Liv is out, maybe they could take advantage of that and, like, you know, bring back Liv for Brutality and, like, let her join the Judgment Day, you know?
I would love that so much. I loved
Liv for Brutality. Didn't last as long as it should have. It should have lasted a lot longer.
It should have. It's because WWE hates me and doesn't let me have nice things.
I know. They don't like Keith Kinsey for some reason.
But, I mean, I do have Rhea as my champion. That's all that matters.
Your mommy.
Mommy. She's my mommy. Goddamn. Anyways. So, Amanda, who is your man's? Man's?
My man's is, he is about to go to Dominion to face Lance Archer, where the winner will go to face Kenny Omega at Forbidden Door. He beats my go-to, my man's, Hiroshi Tanahashi. I tell you to never sleep on him, and that is Will Ospreay. He won. Hell of a match. Ospreay never misses. It's so good to have him back. I always enjoy watching him wrestle, and I cannot wait to see what he has to bring at Dominion. And I no offense to Lance Archer, but I think we're getting Omega versus Ospreay too, where I think Ospreay might actually get Omega on this one, and then maybe down the line. Maybe at Wrestle Kingdom. Maybe Wrestle Kingdom is where they'll have the rubber match. Who knows? And I think it should not be for a title. I think it should just be a blood feud. You know, let them finish, like, just, you know, one-on-one. No titles on the line. Nothing to lose, you know. Just bragging rights on the line, basically. So, yeah. And Will Ospreay is now well on his way to do that. So, and I love that guy. So, yes, he is my pick.
I feel like that is, I mean, that's a solid pick. I did see that he did win his match. And it's gonna lead to,
like,
Ospreay, like, Kenny for sure.
It's probably a hot take, but he's doing what I think everyone expected Jay White to do. Like, I think he is holding himself up as, like, the top foreign, like, face of New Japan. You know, doing it a lot better than Jay White did, because I feel like he's better at doing this on his own. Like, you know, obviously when he was a heel, he would get some help. But I feel like it was not all the damn time. I think Will Ospreay has definitely proven himself to be that top, you know, foreigner, you know, from New Japan, you know. He's got it all, and his matches are always just so incredible. He always exceeds your expectations. I always say Don't sleep on Will Ospreay, because you shouldn't. Don't sleep on Will Ospreay. It's fucking incredible.
I mean, yeah, like, also, Diego Luna lookalike, Jay White, which, again, the only thing I can think of every time he comes on screen. And it, I don't know how I feel. Yeah, all of that, he'll be, Jay White will be in the, Blackjack Battle Royal, which, you know what, we're just gonna jump right in to our question of the week.
Question of the week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will said, 2 margaritas to sleep with Will Ospreay.
I don't need any margaritas, and not just because I don't drink.
Well, yeah, that's true. She doesn't drink.
Bruv.
So, this weekend is... I was going to say, this weekend is chock full of pay-per-views. And wrestling.
Yeah.
A lot of things are happening at the same time. Which gives your girl anxiety, because that means I gotta watch 2 things at the same time, and my ADHD brain can't figure that out. But we're gonna do it. But we have Night of Champions at 1 p.m. Eastern, my time, you know, in the future, on Saturday.
What?
Yeah.
It's 11 a.m. my time.
It's an early show.
I gotta remember that, or else I'm gonna wake... I gotta remember that, or else I'm just not gonna remember, and I'm gonna be like, well, why am I getting Twitter notifications of who walked?
Yeah, so everybody remember, it is early on Saturday. But then we also have both NXT Battleground and AEW Double or Nothing, 8 p.m. Eastern Sunday night. Because both things are probably the same time, but it's fine. So we're kind of just gonna... This is for all three. I know you don't really necessarily watch NXT a lot, but so yours will be, mainly like focus on Night of Champions and Double or Nothing, but you think we will see new champions at any of the pay-per-views?
I mean, so NXT, I'm not going to be able to tell you because I don't watch nearly enough to like predict anything. Night of Champions... I really hope, especially because Sami Zayn was actually able to go to Saudi Arabia, that they do not lose. I do not want to see them lose.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
So
I agree.
Anyways, despite that, new champions. I can kind of see, you know, Orange Cassidy's had a really good run, but I feel like this is the way to have him lose without actually having him lose, you know? I don't know who would win, though. Maybe Jay White, because I know people were, like, complaining that, like, a week after he showed up, they're like, he's not a champion. And they're like, dude, just show up. Like, calm the fuck down. Yeah. Maybe Jay White will win it. I don't know if... I don't know who else. I have not seen the participants, so...
They are all out now, if people wanted to look. She did freeze. So, we'll give it a second. I'm just happy it's not me this time. Y'all know? Y'all understand? Technology. Am I right, guys?
Sorry.
You're back.
Oh my god, I thought...
Maybe. Oh no.
There we go. Oh my god, I was about to freak the hell out. Okay, I'm good. My Wi-Fi had a little glitch, but we're good. I'm back.
She's back. Anyways, we figured it out. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Good. Okay. Anyways, I have not seen the participants. All I've seen were like Jay and Juice, which sounds like Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg, but
Gin and Juice.
Yeah, basically. but that's all I saw, but again, and I feel like Jay White's really the only person that I feel like could hold the title, but again, he just got here. I'm not the biggest fan of people winning titles when they just got here, when there's been wrestlers here from, like, the beginning, so I'm just like, okay.
That's fair. So, do you want me to run down, like, championship matches that are happening on both?
Sure.
So, Bianca versus Asuka for the SmackDown, or no, the Raw Women's title, even though she's on SmackDown?
Yeah, I think Asuka's taking it. You know, she already had her three-peat, she made history, you know, and it's Asuka's time. So I think Asuka's taking it this time.
Yeah. Predictions. Yes, we are predicting events. You know, this is definitely going to be Bianca's hardest test. Like, this, like, Asuka now has got the upper hand on her a few times.
Yeah. It's good. And I just, again, I don't know. Again, I just think Asuka needs to win. First of all, a lot of people were pretty pissed that she didn't at WrestleMania. But I think she should win because, again, you bring back this whole new persona that of Asuka. And then for what? To not, like, there's no fulfillment there. I just think this would really show that, like, yeah, this is a new change and it's a good change and there's a purpose to that change.
No.
She needs to win the title. But
that's fair.
We'll see. But anyways, next match.
Rhea versus Natty for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Oh.
Rhea's winning. Like, mommy's holding that title for a long-ass fucking time.
Exactly. Very good. Very good. Mustafa Ali versus Gunther for the IC title.
Oh man, I think because I was talking to my dad about this, I'm like, that's just mean. Like, why would you put, like, you know, of all titles, because I really think Mustafa Ali deserves the title, and I'm like, of all titles you have him go after, it's Gunther's title. He's like, it's gonna be the same for, he told me, and I kind of agree, it's gonna be the same outcome with Zelina Vega, just for the hometown hero. For the sake of that, but they're gonna lose, which I think sucks. You shouldn't do that, especially when it's in another country. But
yeah,
sadly, I think Gunther's taking it. If I'm proven wrong, I will be so happy, because, you know, but I just don't know how they would do it without hurting Gunther, you know.
No, I mean, that's you're right, that's though, like, they, Gunther's on, like, the run of his life right now. You can't necessarily, like, you shouldn't take the title off of him right now.
No offense, and not at the Saudi pay-per-view. Like, come on, at least a pay-per-view that, like SummerSlam, like, at least one of the big four.
Yeah, that'd be dope. And then, well, I mean, we're technically the new champion anyways. Rollins or Seth for the new World Heavyweight Champion?
You mean Rollins or AJ? Because he said Rollins or Seth.
Oh. He's winning, that's what.
Yeah, dude, I can't predict. I did, maybe I will say Rollins, but I will be absolutely ecstatic for either one. I think both of them deserve it. We talked about this last week, so
we did. Okay, again, I won't even Battleground. I'll just do quickly. I think Tiffany's gonna win. Yeah. Mello retains. Gallus retains, and I. Fuck. Who's Wesley facing? Oh, and I think Joe and Gacy takes the title off Wesley. That's quick rundown for Battleground. Double or Nothing. Four Pillars match. Maxwell Jacob Friedman, okay. Everyone's favorite rap bastard. Jungle Boy Jack Perry, Sammy Guevara, and Darby Allin. Four Pillars for the AW World Heavyweight Champion.
It is so obvious MJF is taking that title, or keeping the title.
Yeah.
But it is gonna be a cool match. Like, first of all, like, the introduction of the feud, I loved. I'd still go back and watch that YouTube video. I want a title match, all four of them, or all three of them. Good stuff.
Oh yeah.
So.
Plus, we got MJF like sound bites from that. You know, don't make me get all my sugar up in this bitch from that. And that was one of the best things that ever happened.
yeah.
For the AW World Tag Team titles, FTR taking on Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal with Mark Briscoe as the special guest ref.
I don't know who's gonna win this one. I don't know who I want to win either. I kind of hope I hope Mark Briscoe turns on both of them and then just takes the title for himself. He is the tag team champions.
Oh. Mark Briscoe should
just be champion.
Exactly. I don't want Jeff Jarrett holding a fucking title. No.
So that's the problem, because I don't like FTR, but again, Jeff Jarrett holding a title, I'm like, god damn. It's like picking a poison. I'm like,
yeah. I'm
not gonna say because I don't care.
For the TNT Championship, War Daddy taking on Christian with Tyson Tonko 2.0, Luchasaurus, in a ladder match.
I don't know who's going to win this one. The TNT title makes me so unsure because they just throw it at anyone at any time. Doesn't really care about how long the title reign before was. So I don't know. I really do not know what's going to happen. I would love to see Christian Cage with the title. I would love that. But then again, Roar Daddy just got back his title. But then you can know it since it's a ladder match. It's winning without hurting him. So I can see that. But again, just they throw that title at just any random time intervals to any random wrestlers. I cannot tell you who I think is going to win that title or win that match. So I don't know.
Well, my pick's obviously War Daddy.
War Daddy.
The AEW Women's World Championship. Jamie Hayter taking on Toni Storm. Like I did mention, Jamie is still kind of injured. Is that going to play a factor?
I don't know. I feel like if she wasn't injured, like, I feel like if she was injured to not have the title, they would have just had her relinquish it. Because, again, I think they've really tried to show that they don't make their wrestlers wrestle while injured, like, to the, you know, at least injured enough to, like, where they shouldn't be wrestling. So I feel like they wouldn't put her in a title match. So I think Hayter's going to win. I think Hayter's going to retain. I think it's just to build up, you know, more of this Outcast versus Homegrowns thing. And finally, I think this might be the first time or that in a one-on-one match, the Homegrowns will get a win. I feel like every other time they've gone to win was like a tag match or something. It wasn't one-on-one, as I remember.
It's been a while since it's been like just like a one-on-one between
both groups. Exactly, so.
Like, I love Jamie Hayter. I would love Jamie to retain, but I feel like they might have Toni win, and that gives more leverage to the Outcasts and kind of like puts them at the top of the division. And all the Homegrowns kind of have to, like, you know, fight their way back up to the top. And we get more recruits for both sides.
That'd be interesting, too. I think that's a good way to further the storyline as well.
Then we have, for the TBS title, Jade Cargill taking on Taya Valkyrie.
I want Jade to win only because, again, I really think the person who should be taking that title off her is Chris Statlander. I don't know Chris's status, but also, again, I made this argument before, and it's the reason why I didn't want Taya Valkyrie to beat Jade last time, and it's nothing against her. It's just, again, she just got here, and there's so many other women. Like, give it to the Bunny. Give it to Penelope Ford. Give it to, like, you know, one of the other homegrowns, like, that have been around, you know? Give it to someone. Like, give it to Ty Conti, you know, Anna Jay, Julia Hart. There's so many other women who have been around, you know, probably just waiting for that opportunity to get a title. And I just don't think it's fair that, again, Taya just showed up not too long ago. And if she's already getting a title, I just think it's a little more disappointing than anything. So for that reason, I want Jade to win, because I want Statlander to come back and take the title.
Exactly. Like, I want Statlander to be the one to take the title off Jade. But the other end of it is, this title reign is so stale now. I would like it to end.
I get that. It's like, just put it out of your misery. But again, I really want Statlander to be the one to, like, get that, you know, because I feel like it would be different if Taya wins and then Statlander takes it off Taya. I just think it wouldn't mean as much. Like, okay, big deal, you know, like, she beat Taya Valkyrie, you know, but Jade Cargill has this, I'm not going to say momentum because that momentum has stopped a while back, but she's had this undefeated streak that's gone on for so long that, you know, imagine being the first person, like, imagine how monumental that'll be for Chris Statlander to be the one to beat Jade Cargill. I feel like she deserves it more. So give it to Statlander.
Matt said none of them are big enough to dethrone Jade at this point.
The reason why I disagree is because, again, the title reign is so stale, it doesn't really, like, I feel like it's not doing much for Jade anymore. Like, I feel like, you know.
And a lot of people do feel that way. A lot of people do kind of want Taya to win just so this is over. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see. But, so, all new champions and things aside, what surprises do you think we are going to see at either of these, any of these pay-per-views Do you think we'll see returns, debuts, anything like that?
I hope Chris Statlander comes back. Maybe she'll return at Double or Nothing. I don't like this prediction because I don't know who. Like, my mind always goes blank at that point. I'm not sure who could possibly show up. I don't know, man. Don't ask me that question. It's too hard.
So, for Night of Champions, no one really, like, comes to mind. Nothing I can really think of off the top of my head. For Battleground, maybe NXT Anonymous finally gets revealed, because that's the person who's, like, attacked, like, Nikita Lyons, Wendy Chu, all the people in the parking lot, Sol Ruka. Maybe and she attacked Roxanne on Tuesday, so maybe she'll finally get revealed on...
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. The calf was talking about it. I've seen someone say Blair Davenport, because she hasn't been seen in a while. Someone said Tessa, and then we all said she's not thick enough. The only thing thick about her is her crimson chin, so it's not Tessa.
Oh my...
I can't fucking stand Tessa, and I've gone on record many times saying that. She's a bitch, and I can't stand her. But other than that, I truly don't know, unless it's a swerve, and, like, one of the women who were attacked weren't actually, like, fully attacked, because, like, we don't see them getting attacked, you know? Yeah. So, like, it could be, like, a Wendy Chu, it could be Nikita, I don't think Sol Ruka's, like, out. Mm-hmm. But the other two I think are good, so it very well could be a swerve like that. For Double or Nothing, Allison says Punk. I really think they're gonna hold off Punk until
COVID. I was gonna say that this isn't even my hate towards them. I just think that they're trying to get the same reception as Rampage the First Dance. You know, everyone knew, like, it was kind of obvious it's in Chicago, the rumors are out there. And then, you know, they were chanting for CM Punk in the beginning. The music hits, the crowd goes wild. I think they're looking for that same reception. I think, you know, again, just for the sake of trying to pull people in to watch. Because, again, like, it's going to be hard to get people to watch on Saturday night. Like, I guess there's just no other time slots at all. Like, not Tuesdays, not, you know, not Thursdays. Like, nothing.
No, because, Savannah, Thursdays are our day.
That's true. Well, we wouldn't be able to watch anyway. Well, if it starts as late as, you know, it's starting, we would probably be able to catch it.
I mean, I think it's just become one of those things where, like, if I'm home and not doing anything, I'll watch it. If not, I'll record it, or I'll just stay updated on Twitter.
Unless one of my favorites are on, then I'm not watching Rampage. And I think the same might apply to Collision. Like, I don't make it a point to watch Rampage.
Well, they also, like, change the time slots for Rampage, like, all the fucking time.
It's because they work around the different sports.
I know. Allison said they need Punk to come back, though, to help promote. Marketing-wise, they need that. They didn't need it for Rampage, though. And it was the same kind of thing.
I'm glad you see what I see.
Well, just based off of how that went. Oh, yeah. We heard the rumblings that Punk was coming to AEW at Rampage when they announced it in Chicago. This is the same kind of thing. They held off an announcement for a week to make sure they could secure Punk and the United Center and everything like that. I think at this point there's been enough hype about it, and, like, especially on, like, Twitter, everyone, like, immediately as soon as they said Chicago, all the Punk memes, all the Punk gifs I saw on Twitter, like, people know Punk's gonna be there. So, yeah. I don't think they necessarily need to have him show up. People saw static. I saw it too, actually, and I was just very confused. I thought it was my TV acting up during one of the matches on Wednesday during Dynamite.
I did not notice that, but I didn't watch a lot of Dynamite, so.
I think it might have been the first match. I don't actually remember, but there was, like, a quick second of, like, static, and everyone, you know, CM Punk. Numbers have been super low without him, so they need that push to get people to watch it. I mean, that's also true, but, like I said, they knew what they were doing for Rampage that time. They know what they're doing for Collision. People are already, like, buying tickets for Collision. and it's probably gonna sell out. Like, it's, and it's Chicago. Like I said in the beginning, I don't know if it was, if we recorded it or not, but it's one of the biggest wrestling towns, cities, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like, it's Chicago. They're gonna sell it out regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I have no issues with that. But besides Phil, Allison's right. I mean, yeah, he very well could show up. I'm just saying, based off of how they did Rampage, and that worked fine. So, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Besides Phil, do we think anybody else shows up, debuts? Because AEW Double or Nothing, the past few years, has had debuts. Like, I think Christian was at Double or Nothing. Athena.
Christian was at Revolution.
Okay. Somebody made a list of, like, all the people who debuted in AEW at Double or Nothing, but I can't remember.
Mox,
yeah. Are there any other, like, free... Will Bullet Club show up and mess with either the Elite or the Bang Bang Twins, Juice and Jay? Like, will they show up in some capacity, maybe?
I don't know.
Especially since Toni Storm was at Resurgence and helped her husband win.
That is true. She helped Juicy Juice, like the gum.
Oh my god, that's definitely what we have to call him now.
Juicy Juice, yeah. Juicy Juice. I call him Juice Boy, or like when it was like, I forgot if it was him with Orange or him against Orange, but I called him Orange Juice.
I mean, that was just perfect. They should have just been a team at that point. That's
exactly
missed opportunity.
They need to team up and call themselves Orange Juice at least once. Like, exactly. I don't care if Orange is a face and Juice is a heel. They just need to do it, okay? Just like, make Orange Juice happen just once.
Yeah, I would very much appreciate that.
I can't think of anything else, if I'm being totally honest.
Well, because we already saw Miro, and we know he's going to be on Collision. We saw Thunder Rosa. We know she's going to be on Collision. Andrade might show up and, like, make an appearance, because, like, we
know... Maybe Takeshita will come back.
Maybe Takeshita. They could very well bring in Ibushi for this. Who knows?
That'd be fucking crazy. Who knows?
Maybe Kyle O'Reilly does show up and help in Adam Cole's match.
If we get Bobby Fish and not Kyle O'Reilly.
If it's Robert Fish Sr. the 3rd, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Anyone but Robert Fish Sr. the 5th. Like, I'm going to change it every time.
Britt has to show up. Obviously, I know this isn't, like, return or anything, but, like, I'm just talking about that match in general. I think Britt's gonna show up or something.
She got to get her licks in. That's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very fair. Yeah, I feel like during that match, it's just gonna be all of the people. Everybody's gonna get involved in that match.
Yeah.
Especially because Adam Cole and Roddy are very much outnumbered by the Jazzholes.
Yeah, so I really want to see who else they got to get their, you know, have their back.
I don't know, I guess we gonna find out. But yeah, there's a lot of wrestling happening this weekend, guys. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Lots of wrestling, lots of podcasts are gonna be happening. I think I'm doing 2 on Saturday, like...
Dang.
Yeah, dude, I know. But this is not about me yet. This is about Savannah, who is going tell you all
what?
Where you can find her, and she's not working on anything yet. I'll just say that now because she's still in her main master.
We're about to finish and it's getting kind of stressful, but it's okay. And I'm gonna make this quick because I should have been out the door 2 minutes ago. I didn't realize how late it was, but if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram marking out over the Elite for Double or Nothing on Twitter, maybe doing the same thing, at @Y2Garcia_, there's an underscore Asami. As Katie mentioned, I'm not doing shit, I'm in the middle of a main master, and I'm trying not to stress out, so it's getting hard, because again, we're on the last, tomorrow's my last day, actually, so, scary, big scary.
And that's okay, you'll be fine, you got this, I have faith.
I hope so.
You are Gucci.
Thank you, Katie.
And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at KatieRossin13, the link to your about to get all things G League Showcase. Twitch.tv/G League Showcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. YouTube.com/G League Showcase. Watch the videos because they're way more entertaining. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, if you want to listen. She Lead is the brand and the weekly show that you're currently watching. Hey, hi, hello, how are you? Inside the Mind of, we're not even going to talk about it. It's been a while. There's interviews up there. Go check them out. I do have a new piece that I'm working on. Hopefully I can get it done this weekend. I'm going to do a piece on House of Black. So you're ready for that. That'll be on my Substack, which you can find in the link tree. Other than that, you know, I'll be on a bunch of different shows this week. Y'all can find me everywhere. All
that fun shit. As Katie always is.
I do a lot of podcasts. What can I say?
Yeah. Hardest working woman in podcasting for a reason.
Exactly. But thank you guys so much for watching and listening. We greatly appreciate it. Until next time. Bye-bye.